Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the USDA announced the finalization of inclusive competition and market integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that this final rule establishes clear, more effective standards for prohibited practices relating to discrimination, as well as retaliation and even deception in livestock and poultry contracting.
In the latest major milestone towards achieving this goal, I'm pleased to say that we'll be announcing the final rule, which we refer to as the Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act rule. This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry.
Now, the rule is one of several that USDA has been working on to finalize since first pledging to update the enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act in 2021. As for industry reaction, organizations like NFU support the measure, while the Meat Institute on the other side continues to argue that the USDA's final rule does nothing to change competition. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.